Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Adam McCallum is a beat writer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Read his work at Brewers.com. He is in Denver, where the Brewers dropped the opener of a 4-game series to the Rockies last night in 10 innings. Jessica, I'm not sure if you watched the game. I did. I must express to you, to Adam, to all of our fans listening, my deepest disappointment in last night's game. The Brewers had the bases loaded, Adam, and all they did was get an RBI single. No grand slam. Yeah. Are these guys even trying anymore?
Sheesh.
That was pretty unbelievable, and it was Jackson Churio again who hit one of those grand slams in that stretch. So we were workshopping nicknames, because then the Padres had that stretch where they hit 6 grand slams in the span of X days, whatever it was. No, it was easy. It was Slam Diego. It's not as easy with the Brewers. I think Am Slam Field is the best one.
Like
somebody
it.
Emailed and said a keg slam. That's a good one. But I don't know. The Milwaukee Brewers is not as conducive.
Am Slam Field. I like that one. That's my vote. I think it was 5 grand slams in an 8-game span. What's for breakfast for the Brewers?
Well, opportunity. You know, that the story of grand slams is creating those chances. And that's just one thing. Look, they lost a game last night, a winnable game, kind of a classic Coors Field game. But I think that what they've done this year so much better than last year is just create these opportunities. And that's about, you know, that kind of pass the baton mentality where you don't need to be the guy to get the big hit. Maybe the next guy is going to be the big hit if he gets the pitch that he's looking for. So, you know, Willy Adames, for example, last night he snapped an 0 for 28 with 3 straight singles. But in that 0 for 28, he was still doing things. If you think about those grand slams, I haven't gone back and looked at the sequences again, but I'd like to, because Willy Adames was involved in a lot of them. And it was often just taking a walk in the right spot or a good at bat. And that thing leads to, a good at bat for the next guy or a good opportunity for the next guy. So there's chances to help your team even when you're not getting hits. And I just think they've been more proficient at sort of being a tough at bat for 9 consecutive hitters all day than they were at times last year.
Yeah, to even load the bases 5 times in 8 games is a little bit unusual, right? I mean, just right to even get those opportunities. So last night's game goes a little bit sideways. Brewers were chasing. They get on top. They give up a lead late. They have some, I don't want to say base running miscues, but an out at the plate in the 10th inning cost them, and the Rockies end up winning it. So Murph has to watch an extra innings game, or at least more than half of it, from the locker room because he gets tossed after a questionable call at first. My wonder is, Adam, in all your years covering the Brewers, have you ever discussed with the manager what they do after they've been tossed out of a game?
Well, I think it's as simple as they watch the game. And, I mean, I'm sure there's some message sending back and forth. You can send some couriers down the hall. The problem at Coors Field, as you know, Greg, is that it's a long way. So you've got to go out the clubhouse, down these stairs. It's a long hall to the clubhouse, so it's harder to send messages, I would imagine, than other ballparks. But they're still engaged in the game, and I mean, God, Coors Field games are exhausting. For a season ticket holder for the Rockies, or one of the people in the press box covering 81 of these games, I mean, my hat's off to you, because people think Coors Field is like just home run derby, and that is absolutely not what these games are. Because of the altitude, there are a lot of home runs, but also this outfield is gigantic, and because the ball carries, the outfielders play super, super deep. So they're almost like feeling out of position all game because they're playing with what would be the equivalent of their backs against the wall at American Family Field. And because of all that open area, there's so much space for little dinks and dunks to fall in and weird things to happen. And because cutters aren't cutting and sinkers aren't sinking and sliders aren't sliding the way they do everywhere else, there's so many more balls in play that you end up with weird plays like that Joey Ortiz base running, where he's called out running to first base when it looks like he's in the baseline you know, we can argue the technicalities of that rule and whether or not that was the right call. But just the bottom line is that weird stuff happens here because of the dimensions, how much space everybody has to cover, and just that the pitches aren't doing what they're supposed to do means more sort of balls in play, whether they're hit hard or just enough. And just, I'm telling you, the games here are really weird.
Well, Adam, we have breaking news here. The Racing
right
Sausages are right now outside of our studio saying, vote Brewers. They're walking around the 3rd Street Market Hall.
I'm trying to get them in the studio right now. I just told our producer, go get them.
Yeah, go get them. Well, to say what? They can't really say anything.
I just want to see if they can fit in here.
They probably can. So they are encouraging us to vote Brewers, Adam. So they've got picket signs. They're walking around the 3rd Street Market Hall. And then they've got QR codes. So if you're walking around here, just put your phone on the QR code. You'll be taken right to the landing page to vote Brewers.
Have you voted, Adam?
Well, I haven't voted, but I've written enough about it to know that it's William Contreras and Christian Yelich are finalists to start the All-Star game. They do kind of like a two-stage voting now, and the voting goes until tomorrow at 11 a.m. Milwaukee time. And they did like a little update yesterday, and Yelich and Contreras were both at the top of their positions. So they're in line to start the All-Star game, and that's why the Brewers are making this push. And look, for Christian Yelich, it's really cool. He was an All-Star in 2019 when he was on top of the world. We all know what's happened to him since then. He's been a good player, but not the MVP level, and he's really fought through that. And to win a starting spot or be rewarded by fans with a starting spot in the All-Star game, I think would be really meaningful for a guy who's worked really hard to put up the numbers that he's put up and turn himself back into a force in the middle of the Brewers lineup.
All right, we are voting as we speak here, Adam. This is live. This is breaking news. This is happening now, right now, on Wisconsin's Midday News.
And we cannot get them into the studio. They're telling me we can't get them in, so it must be a security thing.
Well, I don't think they would fit.
We can't let the Racing Sausages in because they haven't been credentialed.
Well, they can't say much either, I guess, but I hope their parking is validated when they pull out of this place. So, yes, we're doing this as we speak. Breaking news here. You mentioned the Rocky Horror Picture Show that is going on in Denver. Yeah, the Rockies have not been great the last couple of years, and I'm just seeing this in Mike Vassallo's game notes. The Brewers are 3-11 in their last 14 games at Coors Field. Maybe the beer is slightly different.
It's just a weird game. You have to play every out for 9 straight innings because if you have a 10-run lead, I'm telling you that's not enough because it is just, you know, some craziness tends to happen here. So it you know, the Brewers, the word Pat Murphy's used is relentless. They like to think of themselves as kind of a team that can get down and come back. They lead the majors in comeback victories, and last night would have been another one of them had they been able to hold on. So they kind of pride themselves on having that ability, and when you do that early in a season, for me, you kind of prove that you can come back in a game and you're not a team that sort of folds up and plays out the last 5 innings when you're way down. So they've done a good job of kind of, you know, continuing to push through these games, and that's what you have to do for 4 days here because, you know, you hit 2 grand slams and get up early, that's not enough runs. You better keep scoring.
Adam, we're not too far away. We're kind of on MLB trade deadline watch here. What's the Brewers' approach to deals?
That they want to add, and they have added in recent years. And I would say if you look at kind of the big picture, they're often not the team that's adding like the CC Sabathia, the top name, like the Brewers did in 2008. But they've made some good choices over the years. I think of Jordan Lyles because the need right now is so clearly starting pitching. They just need arms to deliver innings. They've already used 15 starters, and some of those are openers where they just pitch an inning and then turn it over to the starter. But they have still dug so deep into their pool of reserves in the starting pitching department that they're going to look for some starting arms. The problem with that is that's probably the most sought-after commodity because it's not often that a guy is talented and reliable and available at the trade deadline. And the other thing this year is there's so many teams bunched up in the middle. There's only a few really good teams, and the Brewers are among those division leaders that are, you know, pretty far out ahead. There's just a lot of teams bunched together, and what that means is they all wait, and try to get the price driven way up. It's why the Brewers brought in Dallas Keuchel in a trade with the Mariners. He was in the minors for the Mariners. Because you just can't trade for a major league starter right now. So I think their strategy is going to have to be patience, not because they want to wait to add an arm, but just because that's what the market demands.
Sure.
You can't get a deal done until right up against that deadline, which this year, correct me if I'm wrong, July 30th? Or end of July.
End of July. That's what I've got for you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, end of July, and you know, look, they will add an arm. I think the clubhouse, you know, if anything, you want to reward the guys who've gotten them to this point, a pretty surprising position, a pretty surprising cushion in the National League Central for a team that, you know, had some you know, you lose your top starting pitcher in a trade going into the year. That's a tough blow, and they've responded by playing really good baseball so far, and I think Matt Arnold will want to reward the clubhouse for that by bringing in some help at the deadline.
All right, Matt. Adam, one final question for you here. Unrelated to baseball, a common council resolution will be introduced to adopt Sunrise Over the Lake as the official flag of the city and establish the official adoption day of January 31st, 2025 on Milwaukee's 179th birthday, yada, yada, yada. What needs to go on a City of Milwaukee flag? What image? One thing, you get to pick it. What should be on the City of Milwaukee flag?
Well, a picture of you.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That is so kind. That is so kind.
The king of Milwaukee media.
I don't proclaim to be that as much, but I kind of like our flag.
Well, I love the people's flag. We're going to talk more about that coming up.
Sunbeams going off of your shiny forehead.
Okay, thank you.
You asked him.
Well, I did. Walked right into that, I guess. Geez. He is Adam McKelvey, the best in the business. Covers the Brewers at Brewers.com. Check out his work. Say hello to Dinger, the Rockies' unique mascot.
I love Dinger. Yeah.
He's a classic. All the bloopers, the Braves, Dinger is the Rockies. We always appreciate it, Adam. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, guys.
Meanwhile, just to give you a play-by-play, the Racing Sausages, they have now moved on because we wouldn't let them in.
Are they at Kohl's?
They took some pictures from inside here, and then they had to move on. No, but I laugh because Mr. Dye's Pies, I can see it over in the corner, and they were just they were moving their heads. They were getting them down, so they weren't going to hit the sign.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And on their way.
And they're gone, just
like
that.
Maybe they picked up a pie.
Vote Brewers for the All-Star Game. It's coming up here, middle of the month.